Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's 52 at WRCO-FM, Richland Center, and the news at 9 from ABC is sponsored by the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah?
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News. Three people on board a medical helicopter that crashed on a highway in Sacramento, California, are alive but critically hurt. ABC's Alex Stone has more on what happened.
Getting reports of the helicopter crash.
It was at the end of the evening commute. A bright red Reach Air medical helicopter slammed onto busy Highway 50 in Sacramento. Another medical helicopter overhead reporting in the Reach helicopter was down.
EC-135 down. It's in the middle of the freeway. We're getting medical to them immediately.
The audio from liveatc.net. Bystanders came to their aid. Those inside reported to be alive. Sacramento Fire says all three on board were crew members. No patients were on board as the chopper was lifting off from UC Davis Medical Center before it crashed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers asking he be sent to a prison in New Jersey. They say that facility has a drug treatment program that they think will help him stay sober. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 67 expected, tonight 34, and a frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties. Sunny and very nice tomorrow, 61, 35 Wednesday night, with some scattered frost possible again, 66 for a high Thursday, and near 70 Friday. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 4 from the north-northeast, and we're at 53 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarealLC.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On this portion of the Morning Show from WRCO, we are saluting October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness. And in the studio with us, we have registered radiologic mammography technologists Marcia Jones and Jessica Shaw back for their yearly visit with us. Good to have you on. You know, your commercial's been playing, and they're talking about mammos and mocktails. I was wondering, Marcia, if you could tell me what that is all about.
Well, our event for October is Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. We're doing offering a walk-in mammograms every Thursday from 10 to 6. No appointment is or pre-authorization is necessary. This screening is for women age 40 and above. If it's been 12 months since your last exam, check with your insurance to see if you're in network. New patients are welcome. Bring your insurance card, name of your primary care provider, and the facility where you had your last mammogram, if you can recall. After your appointment, celebrate your commitment to your health with a medical or a mocktail on us. If Thursdays don't work, you can always call us to schedule an appointment.
This idea for mocktails, that came to you from a patient, didn't it?
Yes. I had two patients actually came together. They were friends. They came in for their mammos, and they were going for MRGs afterwards. So we kind of got the idea from there, but we made it mocktails instead of margaritas.
So you guys like actually fixing drinks up there, or what are you doing? That is not usually in the job description, but you figured it out then.
No, we're just going to have some mocktails, and we're going to mix up a drink, and they'll have that. So
funny. That's awesome. That's a good way to hopefully motivate somebody, right?
Yes.
Why is screening so important, Jess?
Well, screening is the number one way to kind of know what we're getting ourselves into, okay? So as we age, our tissues change, and so having a screening mammogram gives us the ability to kind of see over time how things are changing. So we like people to start, you know, it's typically around the age of 40. That gives them, the radiologist, a first a first view of kind of the way things are. If there's something in there, they will know. And then as you continue doing your screenings, it gives you a good picture of how things are changing or if something changed that we need to further look at.
So you keep that picture from year to year to see if anything's changed.
Yeah, definitely. It's very important, if possible, to have priors for them to compare them to, especially if as time goes on, if you don't have one for over, 10 years, and then something's there, it may look like it's something, even if it isn't, but we don't know because you haven't had anything in 10 years. So it's kind of nice to have that comparison, for sure.
What are some of the stats right now in terms of the likelihood that a woman will develop breast cancer?
Right now, the statistic that's out there is 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will end up with breast cancer, which really is kind of a crazy number to think about. Breast cancer is the number one cancer in women, other than skin cancer. But it's the number one out there, which is why it's so important in the month of October that we take that time to acknowledge that that is something that we all need to kind of think about and worry about a little bit.
You mentioned those stats, Jessica, but I think each one of us can think of somebody who has been diagnosed with it or has gone through that journey before with breast cancer.
Definitely.
Yeah. Pretty common. Is it higher than it used to be, Marcia, in terms of the likelihood? Are we seeing more of it diagnosed?
Well, I think we're seeing more only for the fact that our technology has got so much better, because back when I first started doing mammograms, we did things on, Xerox. There were zero mammograms, and they were like blue powder on paper. And then we had, cassettes that we had cardboards that had film in them. Then we went to machine that basically only did breast, and we had another mammogram machine, and then we improved it to digital, and now we do 3D digital. So it makes a big difference. The technology has changed, and a sensitivity of picking up those early breast cancers is huge.
The only thing that I can think about and compare it to is ultrasounds. When a woman is having a baby, I mean, it used to be they could have told me I can't see what's going on. Now everything's pretty clear. Is it kind of the same thing with mammograms?
Well, ultrasound we use as a tool for a diagnostic mammogram. If they have a lump or palpable lump, we do an ultrasound to look at that area, because sometimes we don't see that area on the mammogram, but we detect whether it's a cyst or a cancer on ultrasound. So it's a tool to be used with the mammogram. But our patients under 30 years old, we would not do a mammogram. We would do an ultrasound on them.
Okay.
And that would, help us out.
Okay, sure. So you should have one every year after the time you turn 40 then?
Yes. American Cancer Society recommends annual screening mammograms at the age of 40. And many different agencies have their recommendations, but everybody's pretty much agreed that this 40 is the key age to start.
We talked, Jessica, about imaging and what you offer at the Richland Hospital, but does it depend on, like, family history and those kind of things?
So what we offer, and Marcia kind of caught a little bit of this, but yes and no. The family history can determine how early you may start a screening, or it more dictates that and how often. Again, you and your provider, there's kind of a lot that goes into it. But we offer screening mammos, which is something we're kind of pushing, especially for the month of October. We want to make sure we kind of push that along, but we also offer diagnostic imaging, which is the special imaging of particular areas. So if you have a lump or pain or discharge or they find something on a screening mammogram, we do diagnostic imaging also. And then that also leads to the ultrasound that she was talking about. So ultrasound and mammography go hand in hand when it comes to diagnostic breast imaging. So we work together to get the full picture. So we, as mammography techs, help the radiologist find the area that we're looking for, helps the ultrasound tech. And then from our pictures, it helps the ultrasound tech pinpoint the area and what they're looking for and help determine what it's made of, if it's made of fluid, if it's solid, if it's got more of the what it's made of, or if it has like vascularity or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Density. Right?
Yes.
Check that out. In terms of most of the time, I would say, right, it's just a happy day and everybody goes home happy, right? I mean, more ways than one? Or
that's the way we like it,
That's the way you hope it is,
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right. What are the common, like if someone says, oh, I haven't been in for 5 years, what's the common excuse? Is there one?
Time got away from them. They forgot. Family, maybe they had a loved one or a spouse or whatever that was ill, and they were their caregiver, and they put it off, and you know, they just put it off and didn't realize it had been 5 years and not 1 year or 2 years. But they, you know, other important things came up, and they just didn't do it.
Used to be, I would hear that it hurts. Is it like it used to be, or is it better than it used to be, Marcia?
Well, it's. Compression is made to be tight. The tighter we get the compression, the more it spreads the tissue out, the better we can see through the tissue, and the better the image is. We don't want to, you know, cause pain or anything, but we do want to get those pictures in. By spreading that dense breast tissue out, it does help us see, and the radiologists see those areas better, especially like in the diagnostic mammogram when they come in. Sometimes it's just superimposition of tissues, but we don't know that until we compress that area with that spot compression, and we can really get good compression of the area, and a lot of times it does save them from having anything else done.
So get that scheduled during the month of October or whenever you can. What else is happening at the Richland Hospital and Clinics here in the month of October, ladies?
Well, the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital has great giveaways every week in October. Stop in each week to register. Drawings will be held on Fridays, and winners will be notified. The flu and COVID clinic is now open by appointment only at all locations, Muscadet and Spring Green. Look for those details on our website, richlandhospital.com, or follow us on Facebook. We also have an addition of Dr. Adesana will be joining us soon. Her expertise is obstetrics and family medicine and are a welcome addition. She's accepting new patients now. And right now, you know, just want to make sure everybody knows that mammos and mocktails are, you know, going on during the month of October, Thursdays, 10 to 6. You can just walk into the front lobby of the hospital and register, and we will take care of everything. And then you can enjoy a mocktail celebrating you.
A kitty cocktail or whatever you have.
Mocktails. I think we've got a Shirley Temple one
Shirley
week,
Temple.
And we got a different one. I've got a different
to be
recipe.
Determined.
I've got a margarita mocktail too. So,
oh yeah.
So we don't have the tequila, and it's just a mocktail, but
I bet that's good.
Should be enjoyable. So.
Yeah, you guys are probably sipping them in between patients, right?
You got to try it.
I would guess so.
I mean, you're not gonna know.
We don't
want to
give it out if it's
it.
Bad, you know.
Oh man, anything. Else that you want to add, Jessica, today?
I guess the main reason we're here today and why we come back every year is because we just want to make sure that there's awareness and a reminder for everyone to come visit us and get those screening mammograms done so that we can, you know, kind of keep things going and keep the community in the best health that we can.
It's like a lot of things. We talk about colonoscopies, too, you know, something that we tend to put off from time to time. And we much rather would be proactive on things like that, right?
Yeah. Right. And it's simple. It's quick. It's not that bad. You know, I think the majority of the people that come in that I deal with, you know, that are worried about, you know, is it going to hurt? Is this going to be, you know, so terrible? Most people are like, that was not so bad, you know? So give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And with us being, you know, open from 10 to 6 for walk-ins, I think that'll accommodate our ladies that, you know, work later hours and maybe can't make it in during the week after a certain time. So hopefully they'll be able to take advantage of the times and come in and take care of them.
Walk-ins, as you mentioned then, so how often do you do those then?
Like during that time,
mm-hmm.
during the day. we'll just keep going. I mean, we'll get through them as quick as we can, really. So not no particular time. I mean, I would think that, you know, those times where people are free that aren't, we don't always have mammal options late afternoon, evening, actually never. So this gives us the opportunity for those that it's just hard to take off work or get out early, or so this would just give an opportunity for those to come in.
So we're hoping they take that opportunity to come in and do that between those times, and it's convenient for them.
Well, hope so. Now, you mentioned starting at around 40. Is there an age at the other side? I mean, for women, you know, in their 70s, 80s, 90s?
Well, we always say as you get older, your risk of breast cancer is more. So I always tell patients, they ask us, well, you need to ask your provider as to when, you know, when they want them to stop screening. Some of them want to stop it right away. But I always say, you know, your physical abilities to do the mammogram. And then if they were to find something, would they do something with it? And if the answer is yes, then you continue to screen. We got ladies in their 70s and 80s that do great. And your risk does get is more as you get older for breast cancer.
Is it like a lot of things, Jessica, in terms of diet and exercise? Can they all be factors to reduce the risk?
You know, I don't think those things hurt. You know, I don't know that there's anything necessarily linked particularly to that, but I think that isn't going to be a hurtful thing to try to be healthier. Plus, that leads to your ability to come do the tests. If you're healthier, it makes coming and doing particular tests, especially a mammogram, a lot easier.
Covering sports, I see a lot of sports teams, the volleyball teams do the Digging for Cures in the fall. A lot of them, you know, wear pink and things like that. And I think that's important to get that awareness, especially with younger women, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think it's very easily separated into events. You know, for the month of October, we all wear pink and have those events. And unless there's something, you know, very particularly focused in on that, I think sometimes it gets a little lost. So I think we do need to kind of pull that in and what does it actually mean? And so this gives us the opportunity to say, this is what this is, and this is why as you get older and as you age, even as you're younger, you need to be aware of the things that can happen and what we can do to help with that and what that means.
Well said. How long have you been with the Richland Hospital, Marcia?
I have been with Richland Hospital as of this month, 40 years.
40 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome. Jessica, a little less than that.
Just a couple years. Okay. Just a couple years. Should I learn all my ins and outs from this one over here?
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little seasoned.
Yeah.
Veteran.
That's the word we use.
I like seasoned.
Well, we hope people will make their appointments. You know, if you can't be seen in October, at least make your appointment. And, you know, that's a step in the right direction during October, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Anything else either you'd like to add today?
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Good. And we'll see you next year at this time of year. Then.
Sounds good.
Yes, we'll be back. Thank you.
All right. Jessica Shaw and Marcia Jones from the Richland Hospital talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month during this month of October.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances, because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Tunnel Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Tunnel Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my science. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
Coming up in the area tomorrow, a special program here in Richland Center. Joining us from City Utilities, Scott Gall, Utility Manager, and Jim Schwingel joins us again. He's Energy Services Manager. We're going to talk about some public power, what it means, and a big event coming up tomorrow. Scott, this is something that I know you guys look forward to about educating the public and just kind of having a celebration tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I think this is our fifth annual. We did it the first year right at City Hall. We got really lucky. It was great weather, and we moved it to the community center, so it'll be tomorrow night, 3:30 to 6:30. We'll be cooking for you for utility customers. I'm just looking forward to having folks come out. Jim's going to talk about it, but just educating our customers on, you know, things they can do, improve on energy efficiencies, water, wastewater, you know, the whole utility, some giveaways, and just it's been a really good event, and the numbers have grown annually. So
do you cook with electricity or do you cook with gas?
We do cook with electricity.
You do?
Yeah,
All right.
You know, Craig down at the locker helps us out, and we got to keep those roasters warm of the chicken and the pork that we'll be serving tomorrow night.
Oh, so. Man, good food.
Yes,
so
very
that's
good.
For all of your customers.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And some things, what are some things that we can do to maybe cut back on power?
I think, you know, you see a lot of it when it's really hot as far as where we keep the thermostats, right? There's initiatives at WPPI on, and you see it within the co-op world of controlling the thermostats, but it's just keeping that, you know, up at 78, 70, you know, a lot, not 68, which I like to keep it at, but just keep it a little bit there. LEDs obviously have taken over. It's a weird industry, right? We're in the business to sell kilowatt hours, but we have Jim to help energy and save power. So that's what we're about, and that's really kicked in. LEDs in the last 5 to 10 years have taken over, and pretty much everybody's converted there. Just all those little chargers you leave plugged in, remember that they are consuming, you know, power, and unplug things that you don't use every day.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
It does. It all adds up.
I remember years ago, we had this old freezer, and we were using that and thinking that this was the greatest thing, and we unplugged it, and the bill went down like $30
a
month.
Yep. Dehumidifiers are another one, you know, but freezers, compressors, any of those kind of things will really add up over time, for sure.
Some of those old ones ran forever, but they weren't quite as efficient.
Not as efficient as today, no. Right.
Good to see you, Jim. Good to have you back in the studio.
Morning, Phil.
You're here to talk about kind of what public power is, and you know, maybe you could go over that for us again.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we've been having this event, like Scott said, for about 5 years, and this is called Public Power Week, and that's designated by the American Public Power Association. So there's about 2,000 public power utilities in the United States, and, you know, what we want people to understand is that those utilities and city utilities specifically are owned by their communities. So City of Richland Center owns city utilities. And, you know, since it is owned by the city, by the people, it's a non-for-profit. So, you know, if you have a typical business, you know, your goal is profit. Well, that's not really what ours is. We have to make enough money to keep going to pay for the infrastructure and the employees and the equipment. But, you know, in reality, our goal is customer satisfaction. And there's a few things that go into that, or lots of things really, but, you know, we want to provide reliable energy. And to do that, you have to have a good distribution system, which city utilities has. You know, we've got linemen out there working on this stuff every day. And you want to be trustworthy. You want your customers to trust what you're doing that is in their best interest. And then, you know, ultimately, you want to keep costs affordable. And, you know, it's a really big balancing act, you know, to try and do all three of those things. But we really think that we're doing that here at City Utilities.
Everything has gone up in price. What about power? Are you seeing that? And what are some things that you can do to keep the cost down at your end?
Yeah, so electricity costs are going up. I mean, it's going up on a local level. You know, ask Scott how much a transformer costs now compared to 5 years ago. It's way different.
Five
or
times.
More. Yeah, I mean, we've got transformers that for our bigger customers that it cost us $32,000 at the time, 7-8 years ago. They were quoting out just after COVID $180,000 for the bigger transformers for the industrial loads. Just normal residential ones have went from, you know, $1,500 to $1,800 to $4,000 or $5,000, you know, just that are sitting on the back lot lines. So it's just crazy. There's, you know, limited supply. What goes into those transformers are some of the same metals that with the EV cars and batteries. So everybody's fighting over the same materials, which have drove the cost through the roof.
I see. What's the lifespan on a transformer?
You know, we've got some transformers out there from the 60s. So, you know, again, they say that some of those built years ago were built a lot different than they are today and built a lot more solid. So with what we're doing with our AMI conversion, we're actually able to, it's called a transformer loading tool, and we can see if our transformers, once we get all the data put in, if they're overloaded, you know, and what kind of, what they're doing, what the health of those transformers are. Because right now we would have to put different meters on each individual circuit to be able to tell the load that that transformer is getting. But with our conversion to AMI meters, we'll be able to pull some of that data to help understand all of our transformers out there and maybe extend the life and get more money out of them, right? Mm-hmm. And more life out of them.
Or troubleshoot, and you know, if something's going to be going bad, you can be kind of get it, nip it in the bud.
That's right.
Absolutely. Looking at some things going on tomorrow night, Jim, it's a good opportunity to meet with customers, isn't it?
Yeah. So what kind of happens is Angie Edwards from the office will be there to greet you when you come in to the community center, and she'll be handing out little punch cards. And the idea is that you go to the different booths, and we'll have several, lots of safety booths, mm-hmm. and get a stamp on your card. And then if you get enough stamps, you get a free swag bag, we'll call it. And then it will also, you'll also be put into a drawing for gift cards for local businesses.
Let's see what's in that swag bag here. Or is it supposed to be a surprise?
No, it doesn't have to be a surprise.
Isn't it like a jack-in-the-box or something coming out? Oh, there we go. Oh, nice. I'm not sure what it is yet. Oh, there we go. Look at that. It's a nice little fan.
Yeah, rechargeable fan.
Rechargeable.
Yeah, so a personal fan. We also have the... what do you call that kind of bag? It's
like a little clear fanny pack to get into all the events, right?
It's waterproof, right?
It's waterproof. You got chip clips on there.
Yeah. You could take this on the Pine River, you know, when you're kayaking.
Absolutely.
Put your stuff in there.
Absolutely.
But this fan, this is a cool prize, isn't it? That's awesome. So you're going to be giving those out tomorrow along with free lunch and everything else.
Right. And what it is, this is a customer appreciation event. So, we want the customers to come out and maybe learn a little bit and have some fun and visit with their neighbors and, you know, get a chance for a couple different prizes.
And it's important, if anybody has any questions, that's a good opportunity to talk, right? Face-to-face, isn't it?
So, definitely. We're, you know, this year we're really focused on safety. So, we will have... Scott and his linemen will have the big safety demonstration trailer, I guess you could call it.
Yep.
And then I will have what we call Power Town, and it's a small little representation of a town with powered wires, and just to show you, and it works. It'll show you the dangers that you can have with power lines and the arcing and things like that. So it's really geared towards kids to try and show them, you know, what the dangers are out there with electricity, you know, and you know, things like looking at the power line, you can't tell if it's got voltage or not, you know, and when it does and when it doesn't, you have no idea just by looking at it. So, you know, just to treat things like that safe, you know, be safe all the time.
Do you get into schools from time to time with that?
Yeah, that's one thing that's done with it. I mean, I've been going to the primary school for the last few years, giving a demonstration, not with that, but just I think it's the third graders I've been talking to, and about electricity just overall. So yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. We want to share the knowledge, share the safety.
Big challenges. The last time we were here, you talked about AI and all that potential and how much power. I mean, I guess we just kind of take those kind of things for granted.
Right. So, you know, the planning that goes into the electrical power supply is, we're not planning short term, you know, it's long term planning. So it's really hard to change quickly. And with the AI, with the data centers, and before that it was the crypto mining, but the data centers are really what's driving the market right now. You know, we were talking about cost of power. So besides just transformers and the infrastructure costs, you know, power supply itself is going up in cost. And the reason is with these huge data center loads, you know, we have to have enough to supply for those and all of our other load at all times. We've been adding, and I say we, I mean, you know, the power industry overall has been adding renewable energy, you know, a lot of renewable energy, and it is inexpensive compared to some other sources, you know, specifically solar, a lot of wind energy. The challenges with that are many. One of them is getting that power to where it's needed, you know, so a really great wind state, Iowa. But they don't have a lot of population to use all that. So, you know, to the transmission to get that to the load centers, you know, the Chicago and the, you know, east, and to Wisconsin. Okay, so then that's one challenge. But keep in mind, the renewable energy, you cannot count on that. Now you've got load that's adding to the system, especially the data centers, and you got to be able to serve that. So you have to have the capacity. So we talk about energy and capacity, two different things. Capacity to provide power at, you know, any time. Whenever you flip your light switch on, you expect it to be there. So the challenge is, okay, we can add a lot of renewable energy, but that doesn't necessarily help us because we can't count on that 24 hours a day. So now you're seeing power plants that are going to be built, and it's going to be something that you can count on. And typically now it's going to be natural gas. That's where everything's pushing towards. You know, there aren't coal plants being built. You know, they're phasing out of coal. In fact, a lot of the coal plants are being converted to natural gas. So the price of natural gas is more volatile than coal, and that's what can change your power bills. So, you know, we city utilities charges more in the summer than we do the rest of the year. The reason that is because it costs us more, and we want to reflect that price signal. And, you know, it's almost all based on cooling, you know, air conditioning, refrigeration. That's where the big loads come in the summertime. You know, we typically set our peaks, you know, in July, August each year. And so we reflect that price. The good news is, now we're going into October. Now our price will be dropping back. So for 8 months of the year, it's a set price. And I'm talking about WPPI's price to city utilities, which is reflected to all their customers. And then June and September, there's a bump there. And July and August, there's even a higher bump. So we're coming out of that now. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of relief on costs, but just kind of want to explain how it works.
Scott, has it been a good year in terms of weather? You haven't had severe weather to deal with as much this year?
No, you know, we've had several trees fall. That I don't know how we can get away from that. But, you know, overall, system-wise, we had one lightning strike that, you know, affected a pretty big circuit in town. But overall, you know, the guys take care of the system daily, like Jim said earlier. And we do a lot of preventative, you know, we do all of our own tree trimming and maintaining of the system. And overall, we're in really good shape.
And we're keeping our fingers crossed for the winter. No ice storms or anything like that.
We don't want any of that either.
Right.
I did have one good news that the state did pass that I wanted to share about the bill. Your bill that you'll be receiving for electric and natural gas, which we don't have, but city customers have, the sales taxes went away. So state law was passed in the last budget that there'll be no sales tax on electric sales. So a little bit of a break, you know, $4 or $5 a month, but it all adds up, right?
Every little bit counts, right?
But that'll be year-round. That's not just parts of the year. It'll be no longer. So, good news.
That is good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
We'll take time out and be back with more on The Morning Show. Scott Gauld and Jim Schwingler here on this portion. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more.
Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics just completed advanced training in concussion management, aligning with the latest evidence-based guidelines. Turns out, rest isn't the only answer anymore. Experts now recommend a gradual return to activity after 72 hours post-injury. Trust the physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to help with your recovery care.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
We're talking about City Utilities, a special event going on tomorrow here in our community. Scott Gauld and Jim Schwingle are in with us to talk about it. Overall, Scott, you know, power is a pretty good bargain for all of us, all that we get out of it, isn't it?
You know, for the city, it's really good. As far as compared, you know, our meter charge for residents, $11, and we're at 11 cents per kilowatt hour, so very, very competitive in the market of electricity for sure. And you know, that helps our industries too and keeps them here and keeps them investing like they are.
We've talked a lot on the program. In fact, Mayor Todd was here yesterday about talking about trying to grow and the need for housing and things like that. City Utilities benefits by the more meters you have, right?
Right. And, you know, I mean, I don't think a lot of people understand how we pay a tax as far as City Utilities, and it's called a pilot payment, and it's a payment in lieu of taxes. And so what our plant value, because the electric and water are PSC regulated, so between those two, so between the water and electric utility to the City of Richland Center, we pay over $500,000 a year in that payment in lieu of tax. So as our plants, our infrastructure, as you see us out there working, putting new poles, lines, water infrastructure in, those drive up our net value. And in turn, we are taxed on that, which then the city benefits. So the more meters we can get out there, the more lines, the more extensions, we become worth more. And that in turn is, again, another positive to what Mayor Todd talks about of growth. And this piece of it we really haven't talked about, or he hasn't. But I think it's important that folks understand that the money that we reinvest in drives our plant value up, which then helps the city out on the other side of it.
City Council meeting tonight, in fact, right?
There is, yeah.
And you'll be there?
I will be there.
Yep. Lots of things to talk about, no doubt. Jim Schwingel here as well. I can even get a gift card tomorrow. Well, I can't, but somebody that's in the city can get a gift card tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so that's going to be a drawing that we'll have. Just some fun things to do. So I was talking about that punch card, and if you get enough punches, you'll be put into a drawing for gift cards for local businesses that we have. And we've also got the guessing game, so a jar full of money, coins mostly. Guess really close to what it is, and you may win that as a bill credit off your city utilities bills.
Wow. For a month or for?
Yep, for the month.
For a
yep,
month.
So
okay.
one time credit.
Not annually.
Not annually. Some of those jars of money are hard to guess, though. I mean,
it's really hard. Yeah,
you got to guess
had,
high.
Yeah, we had some really close guesses last year. So it's just something fun to do, and it's you're right. It's really hard to guess because you know people pick it up and lift it and shake it and turn it around, and you know it's still a guess.
Yeah, a good chance to show your staff, you know, and everybody that works for City Utilities, Scott.
Yeah, right. We, you know, the water's going to be there. Steve and his crew will be there,
yep.
You know, talking about water conservation. Todd's going to be there. He gets into the wastewater part of it. We've got City Police, Billy, he asked for a table. Marty, your good friend Marty, tourism's going to be there. The Prevention Coalition. So we've got lots of folks coming in. Potentially, it's Fire Prevention Week, so members of the department are busy, but they do have a table if we can get somebody there. So we're going to have a variety of booths for folks to see. We'll be doing that live demonstration with, you know, what the Highline with a squirrel gets in it, the hot dog that we've seen, you know. But just trying to teach, again, like Jim said, the electric safety, a lot of safety. We're going to have Randy Larson. He is the state's MUW safety director. He actually is doing a safety class at the utility tomorrow, and he's going to stick around and help out. So he lives and breathes electric safety. He actually got his start here, taught me through my journey apprenticeship at Chippewa Valley. He teacher for 30 years, and now he's been with MUW for about 7. So he's a great one to have there. Very mm-hmm. passionate about it. So lots of good stuff going on tomorrow night.
So you're wearing a couple of hats because you mentioned it's Fire Prevention Week as well here. And certainly from that standpoint, you know, you used to have the Fireman's Dance. You
yep.
don't do that anymore, but you still do the fundraising.
We still do the fundraising. Letters went out, you know, always looking for safety equipment. We're out on the roadways a lot, the traffic. We were able to purchase the battery-powered extrication tools. We used them last night. Can't thank Bruce and his crew down at Wagner's for having vehicles for us monthly. We're really blessed as a department to be able to, you know, go down there and train right there on the edge of town. So it's going good. Very busy. As we had talked, I think earlier in the year, we're at 186 calls right now. The springtime with how dry it was, lots of grass fires, wildfires, and I'm a little concerned how dry it's getting now, what the fall's going to bring, but just appreciate, you know, all of our members. We're at like 46, and all the time that they give to respond to all these calls and training. I think they're right now, I know they're right now at a school doing fire prevention, a crew of them are. So just takes a lot of time. Just really appreciate them for everything they do for the community.
Are you nearing a record then? 186 calls? You're nearing?
Yeah, you know, we were on a definitely a pace of around 300, and then it kind of slowed up a little bit. But we were at just over 200 last year. So if we hit the 230 plus, it'll definitely be the most we've definitely ever responded to.
Have you been out at local schools? Because I know you normally do that.
We're there. They're there right now.
Okay.
They are there right now. They were, I call it Dowden. I'm not into the new. I get after Brian about that, why they renamed it. But yeah, Friday we'll be at the middle school. And actually electric comes along and they have the bucket truck out there. So that's a station along with the fire prevention that we try to teach the kids. So work hand in hand with that, just trying to educate the youth on, you know, we talked about wires down lines in an accident. We actually had a lineman coming to work a year ago and a tree fell on his truck with hot lines. And he stayed in, obviously, the vehicle and waited till the power provider come and cut the power. But it just examples of, you know, to stay in your car if that ever happens. If there is a down line, don't touch it. We were at a conference last month, and Door County had them tornadoes about a month or so ago, and there were folks up on these roads, and they were out pulling primary wires off the road so they could go through, and just, you know, folks driving down the road. And the one superintendent that I was talking to, he was three cars back and seen this guy grabbing this wire and pulling it off the road, and without it tested, grounded, obviously it easily could have killed him. So just leave him alone, be patient, please, and we'll have crews there as soon as we can, and our neighbors will too. So
that motorist was very lucky.
Very, very lucky. It just blew his mind that somebody would do that. So hopefully we can get out and teach the youth that obviously you do not do that, and just wait for the right folks to make sure it is dead, grounded, and out of the way, and then you can proceed with your day.
Indeed. Jim, anything you want to add about your visit today or the visit tomorrow night?
Just excited to have everybody come out. Remember, 3:30 to 6:30, we'll have a nice meal and lots of fun things to do, and lots of learning opportunities.
Yeah, and a chance to knock off some money off your bill. That's got to be
that seems to be pretty popular.
I bet that is. What's a common question somebody has for you?
A lot of times there'll be questions about solar. You know, people like to learn about solar as far as putting it on their own home, things like that, how it works. You know, that we have, you know, there's a process. You have to apply for it. The utility has to be aware of it, so that, you know, your interconnection with the utility is safe. A lot of people may not understand that when the power goes out and you have a solar system on your roof, your solar system goes out as well, because we want to interconnect those so that that power can't get back on the line, so we can get, you know, so that people are safe while they're working on the line. So, yeah, solar questions, efficiency questions, things like that.
Generators, that question probably comes up from time to time too, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's some backup generators out there, and it's the same situation. We want to have a transfer switch, basically, so that the power from the generator doesn't go back into the, you know, distribution system, is what we call it, so that it's safe for the people working on it. You know, there are a few, you know, there's not, you don't really apply for it, but the utility really would like to know if you have one of those so that we can, you know, prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. Any of that, if you're going to plug in a generator and you leave your main on your house and we're out of power, you're back feeding basically that transformer. So in Richland Center, we have 7200s on the primary side of the transformer. We're stepping it down to a usable 120 or 240. When you back feed a transformer from the low side, so if you hook your generator up, leave your main on, and it back feeds that wire to the pole, you're bringing in 120 or 240. You energize the transformer, it steps it up to 7200 when our linemen are working on it. So that's the point of the transfer switch, why there's inspectors when they do these things, to make sure it safeguards. Again, we work it with our proper PPE, but we don't want to backfeed if a wire's down and somebody puts a generator on and then that wire's on the ground, and then now you got a hot wire where the fuse and all of our internal safety devices have opened, but somebody then turns that on. So it's just all about safety, and that's what we're about. We use our GIS mapping, what Jim's saying. We've got that all in the trucks, so that way we know where those other alternatives of power are, generators, solar, so we can make sure that we're safeguarded when we're working on the lines in outage situations.
And clarify, I said you don't have to apply. You don't have to apply with the utility when you put a generator on. That doesn't mean you don't need permits, so definitely you'll have to have, you know, electrical inspection, things like that.
Yeah. Are we better as homeowners, better prepared now with all the backups we have for computers and, you know, different things of that nature, surge protectors and whatnot?
I think so. You know, the darn squirrels in town are our biggest headache, right? As far as outages and things. But yeah, I think there's, you know, plenty of safeguards out there for computers that folks definitely should use. We can't guarantee anything, but I think overall, you know, we just continue to improve our system and try to do our best, right?
Yeah. Well, thanks for all you do. Yeah. And we know, we always kind of assume that when we have bad weather, you know, the lights go out, that somebody's going to fix it for us. So we're glad that there are some people out there doing that. So appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good luck with your event. What are the hours again tomorrow night, Scott?
3:30 to 6:30 at the community center.
Great. Some good food, some swag, and some conversation and some fun. Scott Gall joining us, utility manager for City Utilities, and energy services manager Jim Schwingle on today's morning show.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3900.